As we turn to the second half of the Siman Reish Pei Vav, so Siman is Ifim Yud Gimel and on, turn our attention very firmly from the questions of Dira to the questions of Tzura. We've dealt with all the discussions of, at least the primary discussions, of the various Tanoim of the function of the house, the Diras Abayis, Diras Adam, and Diras Kava, and Diras Chol and Diras Kavod, and we had touched away a little bit on some of the structural issues, and now we throw ourselves into it fully. So Yifin Yigimel, Yodalad, Tezvav, and then we'll touch on Tezayin at the end. These are all discussions of different Tanaim of Tzura of the house, as well of Tzura of the Pesach. And that's a pointed out. You could think about the Rambam's Tanaim either as Dira versus Tzura or Bayis versus Pesach. Most of the dinim of Pesach would come up in Siman Reish Pei Zayin, but we'll have a little bit of that here now as well. So Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Gimel turns our attention to a din of Tzura, which interestingly appears in Maseches Sukkah. And what's fascinating is that the Gemara is very, very explicit. The Tanoim are very, very explicit that at least this din is something that's not unique to mezuzah. It's a chal Hashem bayis b'chal Torah kula. Just like, let's say, Maseches Chala opens by pointing out that there's a concept of lechem that appears in various areas of halacha, and you know, wherever lechem appears, it's always part of the definition is always has to dafka be these five grains, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, these six grains, regardless of whether it's hafrashas challah or it's a question of matzah and so on and so forth. So too, and this fascinating brisa, the bottom of Gimel Aleph, top of Gimel Beis, the Maseches Sukkah, that the Arba Amos is the minimum size for a bayis in a host of areas of halacha, mezuzah and makkah and nigei batim and batei arechoma and bayis in terms of the dinam of milchama and who's pater from milchama. Then the Tosas points that Yerushalmi has some more examples, bayis for rias panah, bayis by meiser, nedarim, always an interesting added nafkamina. And then Tosa even says, he's not sure, why didn't we mention Pesach Beis Avia by Nara Murasa? Tosa at least understands that there's certain particular crimes have added twists in the way the Chiyuv Misa is carried out. Tosa says, the Pesach seems to say, by Nara Murasa, if you have a situation of Niyuv where specifically, number one, she's an Arusa rather than a Sua, number two, she's a Nara, as in a Bogeres, so then there's a requirement that you walk, if they are indeed Chayiv Misa, have to walk them by Pesach Beis Aviyah. So they've made that too. Another Din Daraisa, more obscure, Din Daraisa bias, and then the Braisa goes on to some of the Dinim Drabanan in terms of there is Erev in Dinim for Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tchumen and so on and so forth. All these many, 10, 15 different areas of Halacha, so disparate, but they all involve the concept of a bias. And bias, universally, means dalet al dalet. The top of the list is mezuzah. That's what the Gemara explains. Amaram explained that the first list, definitely because bias ksiv behu, the definition of bias is dalet al dalet. In the context of sukkah, because it's the machlokas tanoim, you're probably aware of whether sukkah also is the minimum shear of dalet al dalet amos, or much less, Zayin Tvach by Zayin Tvachim, which is a little more than one Amma by one Amma. But whether a Sukkah belongs to this list or not, the others certainly do. Now there's a Machlokas HaRishonu, which might apply to all of them, but right now our focus is in Mezuzah. There's a Machlokas, whether there's a Machlokas. A number of practical issues come up. This is a very, very practical issue, the question of size. And as you saw, the Beis Yosef, the tour of the Beis Yosef, well, the Beis Yosef, I should say, the Rosh, right? The Rosh thinks, it's an interesting situation. The Rosh, we've seen so many times, so many issues are in the Hilchos Mezuzah in particular, Machlokas Rosh and Rambam. So the Rosh holds that this too is a Machlokas Rosh and Rambam. And sort of ironic situation where the Rosh thinks the Rambam disagrees with him, and the Taz says, no. He disagrees with the Rosh in terms of how to read the Rambam. The Taz thinks that the Rambam agrees with the Rosh, or the Rosh thinks the Rambam disagrees with him. It's even more ironic because the Beis Yosef accepts the Rosh's reading and therefore passes against the Rosh. Because Beis Yosef says, Machlokes Rosh and Rambam, I'm going to pass like the Rambam. The Taz says, there is no Rambam to passing like the Rambam agrees with the Rosh. What's the issue? It's a little confusing because the Rambam's language is a little bit... the question essentially is, when we talk about Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos, what does that mean? Does that just mean 16? Is this a question of area, or is it a question, is it size, or what we could loosely call shape? Not exactly. In other words, does it just mean that you need to have 16 square amos? I see. Look at the Rambam here in Hilchos Mezuzah. This is the first of the Rambam's 10 conditions. So he gets to it. Halacha Aleph is the list of the 10 Tanaim. Halacha Beis, he gets right down to item number 1. He says, but if it's round or it's a pentagon, certainly if it's a rectangle, then it's going to be chayiv if it's yeshbo kidei l'rabeya arba amos al arba amos b'shavet. If you could be mirabeya 4 amos by 4 amos b'shavet, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? I don't even understand that. So the Rosh thought that what the Rambam is saying is like this. The Rambam is saying is if you have a 3x3, so it's obviously Pater. If you have a 3x5, also Pater. But if you have a 3x6. 3 times 6 is 18. That's more than 16 square amos. That's more than a 4 by 4. So the... So the Rosh thought that the Rambam means... that the Rambam means 3 by 6 is half. You have the area of a 4x4, you're chayiv. And the Rosh said, I disagree. I think you need to have, it's not enough that you have the size of 4x4, you have a size of 16 square amos, you need to be able to be mirabeya, well, what the Rosh thinks, you need to be able to inscribe, not that it doesn't have to be square, that's clear, it could be circular, it could be rectangular, but it needs to be able to fit a 4x4 square within it. So a 3x6 is 18 square amos, but obviously you cannot fit a 4x4 square into a 3x6 rectangle. Or let's say even in terms of the circle. So if you remember your high school geometry, the area of a circle is pi r squared. So without doing the numbers... type of circle chayev, same area, or only that type of circle that can fit the square within. For those who care about the math, obviously we're looking at a circle with diameter of 4 times square of 2. Or let's say it be easier to think about this. If this is a 4x4 square and this is a 3x6 or 3x10, for that matter. So for the Rosh, that's a Machlokas himself and the Rambam. And the Beis Yosef accepts the Rosh and therefore accepts the Rosh's analysis of the Rambam and therefore rejects the Rosh the Halacha, ironically. And that's what appears in the page of Shulchan Aruch. And then the Taz, it's not a Taz in the Taz. It's the same man, but it's the Hagos HaTaz on the side. I believe they were written later. I'm not sure. But you get that impression because he sends you to what he wrote in the Taz in Arachayim. So it could be, I got to look historically, it could be he wrote the Taz in Yeridah before he wrote the Taz in Arachayim. He says at the end, the Shas Oski ba'Arachayim Hilchas Sukkah Zachisi L'Chadish Davar Zeh V'Shalm Herachti B'Zeh. I have a long piece in Hilchas Sukkah. It is indeed a long piece. So he says, I disagree with the Beis Yosef. I think that the Rambam agrees with the Rosh that you need to be able to actually inscribe a square. Again, not exactly requires size and shape. I don't care any shape, but I need to have a certain arrangement of the space. It's not enough that it's long and skinny or funny shape, and it's but it adds up to a total square footage of 16 square amas. It has to be arranged in a way that I could fit a square. Either it is a square 4x4 or more, or I could fit a square 4x4 inside of it. And what this means practically is if you hold like the Rush, or according to the Taz, like the Rush and the Rambam, so then you only need to, if you go look at a house to figure out Hilchos Mezuzah, it's important to take along a tape measure, certainly, both for figuring out your Shlosh Elyo in terms of the Makam Hanachas HaMezuzah, in Siman Reish Pei Tes, and for figuring out which rooms are Dal, which rooms are not Dal. But here's the thing. If you assume like the Rush, or you assume like the Taz's Rambam, you often only need to take one measurement. Because if you have a room that's narrower than 4 amas, I don't care how long it is. It's potter. Or even, you have a room that's not evenly shaped. Rambam talks about a pentagonal room, round rooms, you don't see a lot of those. But you do see irregular rooms that might have a lot of right angles, but they're shaped like this. And you look at me and you say, when have I ever seen a room like that? It's a closet. And here's a master bedroom. A couple weeks ago, someone asked me to do a mezuzah walkthrough. They did some construction, got figured mezuzahs, and the closet was shaped like that. It was sort of, and here's the thing, if you measure from here to here, and that's less than 4 amos, according to the Rosh, and according to the Taz's Rambam, we're done. I don't care how long this is, I don't care how long that is. There's no way you're going to fit a box of 4x4 in. But Rabbi Shechter, and I believe a number of Arabeim assume the halacha, mahakel, like the Taz. That you're only chayv a mezuzah if you can actually fit a box of 4x4. The Rush makes the argument, when the Rush advances, he says, if we're talking about being royal adira, so what does it help that I have a, the room is 10 amas long, but it's too narrow. So what does it help me that it's incredibly long? I need a certain arrangement of the space. It has to be in a usable format. So I need to be able to fit that box of 4x4 in. So this is going to come up all the time. So that issue number one in the world of Dal al Dalad is, what do we mean by Dal al Dalad? Do we just mean 16 square amas? Or do we mean the space is arranged in a way that I can inscribe a 4x4 box within this room? That's the first question. The second question, in the world of Dal al Dalad, another intensely practical question, is what am I measuring? How much of the room? How much of the room am I measuring? Am I measuring from wall to wall? Does everything count? Does everything count? So let's say I have a kitchen. And the kitchen has counters. So my grandmother told me that growing up, and we were once talking many years ago about Pesach preparations. So she was telling me, in growing up in Warsaw, that there was a wooden table in the kitchen. That was the kitchen counter. And suddenly, all of a sudden, all those dinim about how you kasher a wooden table, it, you begin to appreciate that the wooden table was the kitchen counter. There was nothing built into the wall. Oh. So, but let's say, well, we do have built-in counters. So there the poskim assume that for sure is not ola l'minyan. You're not including the kitchen counters. You're not looking at a place where you can walk. So if there's no floor space, we're not measuring wall to wall. We're measuring floor space. Now, on the other extreme, so on the one extreme, counters don't count. On the other extreme, the dining room table definitely does count. And you're not going to tell me, oh, my dining room is putter because if I measure from the table to the wall, there's never 4 amas. The dining room table, the space of the dining room table is ola also. We haven't moved it in years, but we certainly could if we wanted to. Maybe even sometimes we do. You have a simcha, you have more guests, you have to rearrange. But the fact that I choose to have a table, I choose to have a couch in a room, that's not memayit from dal dal, for sure. So on the one extreme, the built-in counters definitely are memayit from dal dal. On the other extreme, the movable furniture, even if I don't choose to move it often, is definitely not memayit. I would include that in the cheshbon of dal. The in-between is the question of, let's say, appliances. So let's say a kitchen. I have a refrigerator plugged into the wall. I have an oven, a gas oven, which is, there's a gas line attaching it to the wall. Or I have a laundry room with a washer and dryer. And the washer may likely have is attached to the plumbing. And the dryer may be attached to a gas line, and the dryer is also attached to a vent out. So all of those things are removable. They can be undone. So I think the poskim usually, but that's not quite the same as the counters that are actually a part of the construction. But on the other hand, they're also not quite the same as the table or the couch. I think the poskim usually divide between, the dividing line is in between the refrigerator and the stove. I mean, the refrigerator is something that different people have different types of refrigerators. I don't mean a built-in. But if I have a refrigerator that it's standing, a white refrigerator, let's say, imagine that, right? It's standing freely. I don't move it very often. But it can be moved, and it's just plugged, the extent to which it's attached to the walls, just that it's plugged in. So that's assumed to be like a piece of furniture. That's like the couch or the table that is not memayit from the dalad. But if I have an oven or I have a washer or a dryer that's not just plugged in, it doesn't have a cord that's plugged that can easily be unplugged, but it's actually attached to the plumbing or attached to the gas line or attached to a vent out. Yeah, I could bring in a plumber or an HVAC guy who can undo it. That already is assumed to be, that is more mechubar to the wall than the refrigerator. And that is memai. So that's issue number two. Issue number one was, what do we mean by dalet al dalet? Issue number two, do we mean just size? Do we also mean the arrangement of the space? Issue number two is what counts or what doesn't count. In terms of what counts or what doesn't count, I should mention also that Schechter told me once that not only do you have to have floor space, but you have to have at least 10 tfachim above the floor space. In other words, let's say you have a closet where there are shelves that protrude from the wall. So he thought that if the lowest shelf is more than 10 tfachim off the ground, under the shelf you have floor space with a height of 10 tfachim above it, so that counts towards the Dalet Amos. But if the lowest shelf, is, which will often be the case, is below 10 tfachim is around 3 feet, it's around 36 inches. But for me, for many people, I think it's around waist height, give or take. So if the lowest shelf is, let's say here, is 30 inches off the ground, so then the space below doesn't count. Well, he had his nusach was like we're thinking about 10 tefach high midgets. If you could walk under, at least up to a height of 10 tefachim, 10 tefachim shows up in a couple places, both in mechitzas in general, but also in mezuzah in particular, including we'll get to Resh Pei Zayin, the doorway has to be at least 10 tefachim. That's not a typical doorway, unless the people are usually close to double 10 tefachim high. Okay, but if you can fit a height of 10 tefachim, that already counts. So under the shelf also, if you have a height of 10 tefachim, under the shelf, you have the floor and you have the wall, 10 tefachim, before you get to the shelf, so that space would be included in your cheshbon of dal. But if not, if the lowest shelf lies below the 10 tefach line, lies within 10 tefachim of the ground, so that space is not going to be nichnas into the cheshbon. So that's, again, issue number two, is which parts of the room count towards the cheshbon of dal and amas. The furniture, yes. The countertops, no. The refrigerator, yes. The oven and the washer dryer, no. And the area where I have the shelf above, it depends how high the shelf is. Now, what all this brings us to is issue number three. Once you say one and two, there are a lot of you're going to have more and more rooms. You'll have a fair number of rooms that are pachas midal adal. If you're gonna assume like the Rush and the Taz's Rambam, that to be dal adal is not merely 16 square amas of total shetach, of total area, but needs to be arranged in a certain way as well. And you're gonna, the washer dryer doesn't count, and those shelves don't count, and the counter, the built-in counters in the kitchen don't count. You're gonna have a fair number of rooms that are talking not dal adal. So what do you do? So offhand you, and this brings to issue number three. What do you do when everyone was not dal adal? So lechori, that's just Akiva's like, you're potter. That's the end of the story, right?
Yeah.
That's maybe the day. So Akiva says, let's think about maybe the day. So that's gonna be true, perhaps, if this room gets me somewhere else. If I have a very narrow hallway, for instance. If the hallway is very narrow, maybe we built counters, the shelves in the hallway to save, conserve space, or something. Or because the hallway just isn't dalad amas wide. So I might still, the doorway into the hallway might still be chayiv, not because the hallway is chayiv, but because it's maybe really there. Or even if I have a room that I use for whatever it is, but if it's also a way to get to an inner room, so then you're right, maybe really there. But more often than not, these Pachas Midal and Dal rooms are actually dead ends. One example might be a walk-in closet. Every once in a while, I look at homes where I do mezuzah walkthroughs, every once in a long while, you come across a walk-in closet that taka is Dal al Dal. But again, particularly if you're assuming like the Taz and the Rush, it has to be a pretty large walk-in closet to be Dal al Dal. More often than not, walk-in closets are not Dal al Dal. Or kitchens in Washington Heights. So you've been to apartments in the Heights, it's pretty standard. You'll walk into the kitchen, you have counters on both sides often, or at least even if it's not a full counter, but part of the length of the kitchen, you have counters along the side. That already cuts you off from having a dollar dollar box. Your kitchen is not dollar dollar. So what do you do? So often you would say, well, what do? You potter. A brisa, tanaim. How much do we have from Tanaim and Mezuzah? Not so much. Most of what we have in the Gemara is from Amram. One thing we have of Mamash from Tanaim, Emo Dal Dal is Potter. So what's the discussion? Here's the discussion. The discussion is like this. If you have a shed, you have a one-room schoolhouse, you have a one-room building, and it is Pachas Min Dal Dal, yes, you're Potter, and that's the end of the story. The complexity is, it's not that I have a standalone shed, a standalone closet, otherwise known as a shed, but I have, my closet is attached to another room. So now what happens? Or even, let's say, my shed is separate. Is there ever going to be a mezuzah on a pachas midal adal? So, there's an interesting comment of the Chamudei Daniel, and there's an interesting comment of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and there might be space in between them also. So the Pizchei Tshuva here quotes the Chamudei Daniel. Many, many years ago, I looked for it, I did not find it. I don't know if I just didn't do a good enough search. There are better searching tools nowadays. Maybe it's been since published. The Pizchei Tshuva, Sivka and Yud Aleph, quotes the Chamudei Daniel, Kofiyud, that's Ksav Yad. So he had it as a manuscript. I don't know if it was ever published. don't know if it's available. Chamuri Daniel, he quotes several things Chamuri Daniel, but this is probably the Chamuri Daniel is this one. He says, only a Beis Dira needs Dalet al Dalet, but the Shar Mirpesas, Gina, even without Dalet al Yerchayev. Or he says, if you have a Bayis Gadol, and Chadarim Ketanim al Niach Sham Chafatzim, a big house with some small closets, obviously, Chayavim Mimazuzah, Ad Kan. What did the Chamuri Daniel just say? Something very familiar. We heard about this in the context not of Dal al Dalet, but in the context of roofs. Remember that Rush, which comes back here again, right? There had been the Machlokas Rush versus Rambam Ben Manoach. How do you understand the Shari Chatzeres are Chayv? Boy, what do you mean? The Chatzer has no roof. So, and this comes up here in the discussion of Sif Yadal, there are three approaches. One approach is, some Rishonim say, you don't need a roof. There is no rule that you need a roof. Okay. Another approach has been the Ravina Manoach and the Rambam, that your chai, the chatzar is potter, but the shara chatzar is chai because it's neighborly day. The Rosh had said, the chatzar is chai. I doesn't have a roof. That's fine. Houses have to have roofs because it'll be because it's odd. It's not royal tashmisho to have a bedroom without a roof. But to have a yard without a roof, that's perfectly normal. Roofs aren't absolute requirements. They're depends on the situation. The Chamuri Daniel is saying something similar about the din of Dalet al Dalet. And by the way, these are the two, Tikra and Dalet al Dalet, are the two conditions of Tzuras HaBayis. We have dinim of Diras HaBayis, and we have dinim of Tzuras HaPesach. The two main rules of Tzuras HaBayis are these two, size, shape, and the top. So what the Rush said in the context, I don't have a Chamuri Daniel, so I would love to see if he actually quotes the Rush. If someone can find it, that'd be amazing. But what the Rush said in the context, I think Rav Schechter has made this connection in the past. What the Rush says about the din of Tikra, Rav Chamuri Daniel is saying about the din of Dalet al Dalet. It's abnormal to have a bedroom that's less than Dalet al Dalet. But it's not abnormal to have a walk-in closet that's less than Dalet. That's normal. So then, chayv. Or you would say, look, why? You know, kitchens in suburbia, it's rare that they're less than Dalet. You have a kitchen less than Dalet in suburbia, is punter. But a kitchen in Washington Heights, I think probably Rubam, surely if you hold like the Taz, the Rush, Rubam are pachas from Dalet. So according to Chamuri Daniel, the kitchen, the bedroom which is pachas from Dalet is punter. But the kitchen is parcel of Dalet al Dalet, chayv. That's the sheet of the Chamuri Daniel. The rule of Dalet al Dalet is not absolute. It depends, is it abnormal for this type of room in this type of society or not? So the Chamuri Daniel, practically speaking, holds that walk-in closets are chayv and mezuzah even if they are parcel of Dalet al Dalet. So if the Chamuri Daniel was doing a walkthrough of a house, he would not bring a tape measure into the walk-in closets. Who needs it? Walk-in closet doesn't need Dalet al Dalet. Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Eger says the kemerchi, as I believe he calls it, the closet is pater. He this Rabbi Akiva Eger to sif yud gimel d'yamasul Dalet Amos. So he says Dalet Amos is Dalet Amos pater. Hainu mitzad atzmuso. The room itself, which is possibly Dalet al Dalet, is in of itself pater. But the chedesh, so if you had a one-room schoolhouse, if you had a standalone shed, you have a one-room structure and it's possibly Dalet al Dalet, so the pater. Says Riki Eger, however, the chedesh l'fnimi ched, you have a room within a room, shakor and kemerchi. I think it seemed to be a some sort of a walk closet. Shiyotzi mechedra agadol chedra kemerchi. You go into the bedroom, and from the bedroom you walk into the closet. You go into the playroom, and from the playroom you go into the closet. Shriyotze mechadr gadol chadr akemerchi. You go from the big room into the smaller side room. HaPesach hahu, that door between the playroom and the closet, between the bedroom and the closet, says b'kiveger chayv mezuzah mitzad agadol. It's not. It's that doorway is not chayiv going into the closet. The closet's potter. But it's also a doorway from the closet into the bedroom. The bedroom is chayiv. The bedroom is dal. It's a doorway both from the playroom to the closet, but also from the closet to the playroom. Or let's say you have a Washington Heights kitchen that's off of the dining room. So the kitchen is parchas midal adal, but the dining room is dal adal. So Kivager says the kitchen is potter, but the dining room is chayiv. So you're not going to have to put a mezuzah in that door mitam the kitchen, but you do have to put a mezuzah in the door mitam the dining room. You don't have to put mezuzah in that door mitam the walk-in closet, but you do have to put mezuzah in the door mitam the bedroom, which means she says she yotzi menu derech pesach zu lecheder katan. He says I'm going to consider the cheder katan ka'avir. It considers the little room as it didn't exist, as though it's just open space. So good, the front door of your house. So you don't say the outside your house is potter, but the front room of your house is chayiv. You don't say, well, that door is potter from mezuzah because outdoors is potter. No, it's your chayiv going from the outside in. May avir levayis ki ilu yotzei pesach zu l'shuk. Your closet is no less than the street. If a door between the street and your bedroom, you'd be chayiv b'mezuzah going into the bedroom. So it's a door between the closet and the bedroom. The closet's like a zero. It's like avir. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's. So he's arguing, he's saying two things. Number one, he's saying that he rejects the Chamude Daniel. The rule of Dal al Dalid is absolute. If it's not Dal al Dalid, it's Pater, even if it's normal. He's clearly talking about normal situations. His kemerchi was a common phenomenon. Potter. Rav Moshe Feinstein also, a century or two later, also said, I disagree with the Chamude Daniel, the Dal Pachas Dal Dal is always Potter. The Kiva Eger adds something which Rav Moshe Feinstein later disagreed with, which is, but Chiddush number two, issue number one is Dal Dal is absolute. Issue number two is when you have a Pachas Dal Dal next to a Dal Dal, you should have a mezuzah going the other way, or Bekiva Eger mezuzah, it's often called. Meaning, when you have a walk-in closet, so if you measure the walk-in closet, taka, such a gezunta walk-in closet, dollar, dollar, then you have to have mezuzah going into the walk-in closet. But if it's pachas dollar, dollar, Bekiva Eger, Chamud Daniel would say, have mezuzah going into the closet anyways. Moshe Feinstein would say, no mezuzah. Bekiva Eger says, you have mezuzah going into the bedroom. On the right side, going from the closet to the bedroom, which means it's going to switch which side of the door, which doorpost, and also which side of the door. And again, because you're looking at all the Din Reish Pei tests, just get reversed. Because now Knisa is, even though this is a dead-end room, the closet, but it's Potter. It's Avir. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, and we had the five rules. Rule number two was kol haknisa, that going into the dead-end room. But he says, we actually went back to rule number one. It's me avir labayis, like from the outside in. So you can have on the right side, as you enter, quote-unquote, as you enter the bedroom from the walk-in closet, as you enter the dining room from the little kitchen. So it's on the right side. So another. What that means practically is you're going to, when you walk into the closet and close the door and turn around, you'll see the mezuzah as you're facing the door on the right side. It's before you hit, it's in front of the door on the closet side. The kenisa into the bigger room. Moshe Feinstein thinks, how are you talking? What type of going in? Again, the basic logic of Kol HaKnisa remains. You can never get into the bedroom from the closet until you first went through the bedroom into the closet. So what type of Knisa is this? And he also has a Kasha, which the Chazon Ish responds to. It could be earlier Acharim have his Kasha also against Rabbi Akiva Eger. Akiva Eger it's a Gevaltik Harifas, right? And I'll think about it as I'm going into the dining room, into the bedroom. So, but some of the Acharim, I think your Moshe finds is one of the Acharim who asks. He says, so why isn't every bathroom chayiv the same way? The bathroom is potter, but the other room is chayiv. So, a mezuzah going out of the bathroom into the bedroom, into the hallway, into the kitchen, wherever, you know, your bathroom is off of whatever room, that's where they attacked Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you can think about if you're willing to accept this type of star, this type of perspective, so every bathroom should be chayav going out. Tinofes, there are solutions to tinofes, as we saw. Tinofes isn't really a poter. You'll cover it, you'll figure out how you deal with the So the Chazanish's answer is very important. It goes back to a point we made before, and a diuk in the language of Rav Eiger said, we have the five rules of determining right and left. Right? So we in the past we had said that rule number one is Minapater al Achiev, Minapater al Achayev, and rule number two was Kalar Knisa, and then so on and so forth. Three and four are in some order, right? Iker Tashmish, Rov HaKnisa, Heker Tzir again, Lassir, Lubavitcher, everything changes a little. Chazanish says, no. That's not, Rabbi Eiger is not saying that every time you have a putter room and a chayiv room, the putter room is a dead end, you're going to have the mezuzah going to the chayiv. No. That is absurd, and it's clearly untrue. We don't put mezuzahs on bathroom doorways going out into whatever other room. He said, the rule number one is not min ha-patr al-achiv, because then it should also be true from the bathroom into the kitchen. He says, no. Rule number one is me'avir la-bayis, from non-bayis into bayis. You have a mezuzah going into the bayis. So if you have a doorway, one side is not a bayis, the other side is a bayis, so that's the most fundamental orientation, the most fundamental criterion of direction is going into the bias from the non-bias, from the avir. And you'll notice that was Rabbi Akiva Eiger's lashon. He says, it's cheder kata nidon ka'avir. The Chazanish says, a bathroom is not avir. It's not that a bathroom is not a bias. It is a bias. Norvas is a bias which lacks the right type of dira. It's a bias which lacks, doesn't have a dira's covet, as we saw in the past. I mean, in order to be chayiv, it has to be the tzura of a bayis and have a dira mechayiv, it's beisacha. It has to be used with a diras adam, which is a diras kavu, which is a diras chal, and kavua. So if you have a perfectly good, structurally good bayis, but doesn't have a dira mechayiv, that's not avir, that's a bayis hapata. Here, so of course, they said you have a bathroom is a perfectly good room. It just doesn't have a dira mechayiv, because the deer is not a deer shall cover. That's not me'avir labayis, that's between two batim. And therefore, between two batim, you go to rule number two. The proper direction is kol ha'knisa, which means pointed into the bathroom. Bathroom is patur, there's no mezuzah. Over here, what the closet lacks, what the Washington Heights kitchen lacks, is not dira. It lacks the tzura of a bayis. It doesn't have dal al dalit. Going back to where we began, sukkah dav gimel, that's not a bias. It's not that it's a bias which doesn't have a dirah mechayevet. That's not a bias. Ah, so that's what Kavir says. That's something we can think of as avir. And by the way, another nafkamina, and I'll take questions in a moment, another nafkamina, this machlokas, is the other rule of tzuras habayis, which is tikra. When do you have a dead-end room which lacks a roof? Think about Israeli apartments. Pesach, exactly. So in the religious neighbors, they tend to build them staggered so that each one is open to the sky so you could, each merpeset is kosher for a sukkah. That also means each merpeset does not have a tikra. So the question is, what do you do with a mezuzah on the door between the dining room, let's say, and the merpeset? So it's the same exact thing, except instead of talking about pachas, sometimes there's also pachas with dal, especially according to the Taz. Sometimes it might be dal amos wide, but either way, it lacks a roof. So it's all the same. According to Rush, / Hamuli Daniel, well, it's normal for merpeset to have a roof, not a roof. As a matter of fact, you don't want to have a roof. So if you, the Rush, corresponding to Hamuli Daniel, would say, takachai. But if you don't say that, then merpeset is pater. So then what does that mean? No mezuzah? Or mezuzah going into the dining room. The Pesach is potter, but that's mamish, me'aver, labayis. Now, not that anyone is climbing, you know, not that anyone's grappling with a rope and a hook from the street directly to Merpesa then into the house, but still, because your svara is, if it lacks suras habayis, whether it lacks dalad, or also if it lacks tikra, that's me'aver labayis. It's a doorway between a non-bias and a bias. So that should be the most, according to Bikidegar, the most fundamental rule of direction of determining in that knisa is from non-bias to bias, me'aver labayis. That's a big machlok. I think Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, what to do with the mezuzah on the merpesa. Would they have it point into merpesa or pointing into the dining room? So that's this same issue. There's a Shiltai Giborim on the side of the Rif, who seems to say, like Rabbi Akiva Eger, that lends a lot of strength. That's Rishonim. That lends a lot of strength to the through Rabbi Akiva Eger. So certainly our Rabbeim recommend, I believe, Shechter and Uber, certainly I think other posts in our Yeshiva as well, recommend be Machmir for Rabbi Akiva Eger. But Neuberger points out that, you know, oftentimes people will end up, unless you bought a whole set of mezuzahs from the sofa, oftentimes you sort of come in to an apartment or a house already with some mezuzahs ready on hand. You often end up with a situation where you have a collection of mezuzahs, some you took them to the sofa, and he said, you know, those maybe aren't kosher, we're not sure, you know, put those aside, put them in Sheamus. But you know, here, all these mezuzahs are kosher, some are more mehuda than others. So Neuberger recommends, if you have a range of mezuzahs in terms of hidur, why not reserve the less mehudar ones for the B'kiva Eger mezuzahs? The B'kiva Eger mezuzahs to begin with is a machlokas, a chumra. So, okay, say, why not use the more mehudar ones for the case of your vadai chayiv? If the numbers work that way, you'll use the, if you don't have enough mehudar ones to even cover the closets, so that will be, you'll use the less mehudar ones. You'll prioritize the regular mezuzahs as opposed to the B'kiva Eger mezuzahs. And I think we had mentioned one last practical point in terms of the walk-in closets. But two things. Number one, this only applies to walk-in closets. Those closets that are deep enough that you get Rosh Rubo in. Most closets are shallow. A pantry or something like that, or often even a coat closet, even if it's a little bit deep, you have to, in the Shire, am I on a regular basis getting Rosh Rubo past the doorway? Or it's mostly just like a reaching. I'm reaching a hand, I'm reaching an arm, I'm reaching a shoulder. So the whole discussion is only if their taka is Rosh Rubo going in, so that you then have Rosh Rubo going back into the large room. That's one major issue. And the other major issue, as I said, this comes up in apartments, it comes up, particularly in the Heights, it comes up frequently. In our apartment in the Heights, and this was delivered for six and a half years. Our apartment, the Heights, we had more left-hand mezuzahs than right-hand mezuzahs. We had more b'kivah, most of our mezuzahs were b'kivah egg mezuzahs, because we had a long, narrow kitchen, and we had a couple of walk-in closets, and then a lot of the regular doorways were lacking pitzimim. But we'll get to that in Reish Bei Zayin. So I don't remember the number, I think it was like 8 b'kivah egg mezuzahs, I don't know, or 5 to 4, or 6, 7 to 6, something like that. But outside of apartments, it comes up primarily in the context of specifically walk-in closets, which comes up most commonly in master bedrooms. So this is important to bear in mind, that when you, it's part one of the issues of Kedushas HaMezuzah, this came up a little bit, we touched on this earlier in Reish Bei Vav, a couple is not allowed to be intimate in direct line of mezuzah. So when you have a walk-in closet, B'kiva Eger, as opposed to Chamud Daniel, makes it simpler because the mezuzah is not on the bedroom side of the door. It's on the closet side of the door. So a couple will just make sure that the door is closed before Tashmish. If you have a walk-in closet which taka is dalad, then you're going to need to have a mezuzah on the right side going into the closet from the bedroom. Then you really have to figure out where you're going to put it, or are you going to cover it? How are you going to deal with the Kedusha's mezuzah vis-a-vis Tashmish. But again, because the majority of walk-in closets are, particularly if you hold like the Taz, are pachas medal adalid. So if you're following Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it makes it simpler. Okay, so that's the issue. The biggest of the issues we'll discuss today is the issue of dal adalid. It comes up plenty. Let's touch on the other seifim as well. Let's see if your dalid is based on the Gemara Lama Gimel, Pischei Shimoi. Gemara talks about these, sounds like broken down, inadequately or built or deficient doors. So what is that the Gemara discusses? Where are these Pischei Shimoi exactly? So that was the Machlekes, and then the Machlekes, what the Machlekes means. Machlekes was less lo tik or less lo shikfi. You have to figure out what the terms mean. So what emerges is less lo tikra. What do we mean by tikra? That's what Tosis points out. Machlekes Rishonim, Pesach without a tikra is pater. Tikra usually means roof. But a Pesach without a tikra, does that mean that the room doesn't have a roof? That means that the doorway doesn't have a roof, i.e. a mashkov. So we'll get back to mashkov in Reish Pei Zayin, but that's the debate whether the room actually needs a roof. That's two Lashonos and Rashi. And again, as we had discussed, in terms of the Rosh's question of how is the Shari Chatzeres Archayim, so that actually is raised as a rai, you see, you don't need a roof. A room doesn't need a roof because arei chaseres archayim. That's a rush pun. And he says, no, maybe a room does need a roof, but chaseres are different because it's chazal tashmishi. Or as a chachmei svarim say, the chatzur is taka pater, but the shara chatzur is chay because it's maybe day. The gra puts all this together very neatly. It's such a classic gra, sifkat yudalad. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ba'ei she'ein lo tikra pater." Says Rambam, "Ukalashin she'ein shal Rashi." Okay, Rambam is aligned with the second lashon Rashi, who said you do need tikra, not just a mashkov. Ayin rush she'yishav kushas atosas al Rashi. Boom. Tosas al kasha Rashi. What do you do with shayin chateres? The Rush gives an answer. In one line, the Gra wraps up the whole sugya. The economy of language is fantastic. In Sift Hazvav, the discussion about the delosis. Ba'i she'en bo delosis chayv mezuzah v'yesh mi shepoter. The Mechaber, in a rare turn of events, downgrades the Rambam. He presents the Rambam as the Yesh Omer. He says, you don't need doors to be chayav a mezuzah, but some say you do. Some say, who's the some say? So the some say is the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who says that you need doors. Where does this come from? That comes from the Sugya Lama Gil Lama Naf that we had seen earlier, where Reish Galusa invites Rav Nachman, with whom he was close, to please put, I built a new house, please come by, I want the rabbi to come by and install a mezuzah. So Nachman says, and Nachman pushes back, he says, you're not ready for me to come yet. Tli dashi v'resha, first install the doors, and then we talk about the mezuzahs. Well, first install the dashi. So Machlek is Rashi and Taisu, I mean dashi. Dashi means doors, or dashi means door frames. Door frames would be an issue of Tasev Laman Asu. You want me to install the mezuzahs on the door frames before the door frames are installed in the house? That's Tasev Laman Asu. Or no, doors, because I need to know for Hekert's here. There'll be cases where it won't be clear whether which is right, which is left. I need to put up the doors so I can see which way the doors swing for Hekert's here. It's fascinating because at least the way our homes are built, how often do you rely on Hekert's here? Almost never. Not depending on the way Reish Galusa's house was built. We don't know enough about the third century Iranian architecture. It was a nice house, no doubt, the Reish Galusa's house. And apparently, Hekert's here was an issue. Okay. Or the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, take a little bit of each shot. It's a Tassel HaMenasse issue, but we're not talking about installing the door frame, we're installing the doors. What's a Tassel HaMenasse if the doors aren't up yet? Rambam says, because doors are, without doors, you're not chayiv in mezuzah at all. And that's where the Rambam gets this from. One of his conditions. Condition number one was the arba amos. Condition number four was tikra. Condition number five is delasos. When he elaborates, he doesn't have a lot to say about it. He says that the one thing he has to say about in the elaboration, the end of Sif Halacha Hey, first you put up the doors, and then you install the mezuzahs. So if you're reading with open eyes, you realize what Gemara is he quoting. Obviously he's quoting that story of Nachman, and that makes it clear where he got this din from. Clearly he got it from that. That was his interpretation of that story. The Mechaber makes it sound like we're not going to take the Rambam so seriously. He's a Das Yachid. But the Shach does say, Siv Katan Chafei, he says, sounds like he wants to be Machmir. He says you should put up a mezuzah even if there are no doors, but on the other hand, you should be Machmir. We're not Mako like the Rambam, but we're Machmir like the Rambam. How are we Machmir like the Rambam? So in two ways, one of which the Shach points out. The one that the Shach points out is Tassel and Asik. Is although we, again, just to take a step back for a moment, according to Rambam, the doorway between your living room and dining room was putter from mezuzah, where you have that beautiful Jerusalem stone mezuzah case, the nicest mezuzah case in the house, the doorway between the living room and dining room. The Rambam says there's no need for mezuzah whatsoever. If the Rambam lived in your house, there would be no mezuzah between the living room and dining room, between the dining room and the kitchen. The way many of our houses are built, most of the first floor would have no mezuzah because there are doorways, but no door. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Let's try to imagine what that would look like. So we're not makel like the Rambam. We don't say we're not going to put up mezuzahs. But Shach says we are machmir for the Rambam. What do you mach for the Rambam? Let's say I have the door frame. I'm going to put up a door, but I haven't put up the door yet. So the Shah Rishon would say, you're chayav mezuzah right now. The door is irrelevant. The Rambam would say, no. Not only are you not mechuy to put up mezuzah now, if you put up mezuzah now, when you do become chayav, in a week from now, you put up the door, it'll be bepsul, tasav lam and asay. So the Shach says, we should be machmir for both. Put mezuzah now. If for some reason the door is delayed, supply chain issues, whatever it is. So put mezuzah now. And then when the door comes and you install the door, you'll take the mezuzah down and put it back up again. You'll do a fresh asiyah. And he even talks about what you do about the bracha. So he says, well, it would be ideal to try to avoid the bracha issue. Maybe you put up together with another door. And you make a bracha there first and here second. And that brings us to the second nafkamina, the second way in which we're machmir for the Rambam, is the following. And this takes us back, and now I told you at the time, Resh Pei Tes, when we get to Resh Pei Vav, we'll appreciate this more. So now we're in Resh Pei Vav. I try. I try to keep my word. I don't always keep my word, but I try. Or at least I try to try. I wish to will, to want to be. So sometimes I keep my word. So here we go. In Resh Pei Tes, if Aleph, the first topic was the bracha. We said you have to make a bracha when you put up mezuzah. But, he said in Resh Pei Tes, I think that was quoting a Rashba in Tshuvas, and the Gra point that's ultimately based on the Tosefta, that if you put up multiple mezuzahs, you only make one bracha. If you're going to do the same, as a general, if you're going to do the same ma'aseh mitzvah multiple times, multiple iterations, you're going to shecht a whole series of chickens. You do kisi adam, a whole series of chickens, whatever it is, you make one bracha in the first ma'aseh, so then you do all the others, all covered by that one ma'aseh. You can do b'nikas chametz on a series of different rooms in the house, and the car. One bracha covers all the acts of b'nika. So I think I mentioned at the time that it's important to not only know that you don't make a new bracha for every kviyas ha-mezuzah if you're doing multiple mezuzah once, but also it's important to sequence them properly. Specifically, you want to make sure that the first one is Vadai Chayiv. So, and here is a prime example. Right. Move into a new house, you put mezuzahs, you gather the family around, it's a beautiful moment, Taka is a beautiful moment, you put mezuzahs. So the way you imagine it is probably, you know, at the dining room table, just moving into the house, you have all the mezuzahs at the dining room table, you have your hammer, nails, your tape, whatever you're using, and you say a bracha, cover the beautiful Jerusalem stone mezuzahs between the living room and the dining room, and then you fan out, rest out, put up all those mezuzahs in the basement, in the bedrooms, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. There's something wrong with that picture. Because the living room, dining room doorway is a smachlokas, whether you're chayef or potter. So we're not maker like the Rambam to not put mezuzah at all, but we are machmer for the Rambam. You should not be choosing to make a bracha on that. It's a suffic bracha. So much better would be instead one of the less dramatic doorways, which is on the other hand, vaylei chayef. So you have a room which is dalal amos, and is used on a regular basis, and has a door frame and a door. Like a bedroom. One of the kids' bedrooms. Master bedroom. Not master bedroom. There's a minority opinion that master bedroom is pater. I'm not going to be machmer for that to not put mezuzah in the master bedroom first. If you want to be extra machmer for that, to one of the kids' bedrooms. But not the... You'll get the living room, dining room mezuzah, and the dining room, kitchen mezuzah later. The whole way to the... If you have a side hall or a hall down a colonial, whatever it is, the doorways on the first floor from the hall into various rooms, if that's the way the house is set up, all of those come later. Those are chayv l'rov rishonim, but patur l'fi the Rambam. Specifically, by the way, those are just to identify who definitely disagrees with the Rambam. Tosfos. Because Tosfos agrees with the Rambam that the Gemara is talking about doors, not door frames. And yet, he's not worried about Tasa Omanase. He's just worried, well, I may need the door to know which way it swings back here. So Tosas Mavur disagrees with the Rambam. Tosas Mavur holds that you could be chayv without a mezuzah, without a door, just you might not know the proper direction. So we're not makel like the Rambam against Tosas. We are machmer like the Rambam against Tosas. No one, if the door is going to come later, we would put it up now, but then take it down and put it up again when the door, after the door is installed. And when we sequence kaviyas ha-mezuzah, doing multiple mezuzahs, you would avoid doing a Pesach b'li delasos first. You would leave that for later on. And then the Pesachei Tshuva here adds a point about the tas of lamana asui aspect, which again both Rashi and the Rambam agree the Gemara and Lama Gemara was talking about. Rashi thinks it's tas no asui because the door frame is not installed yet. Rambam thinks it's tas asui because the door is not installed yet. So the Pesachei, I think we had touched on this already earlier, but Pesachei Tshuva here makes the point, interesting, in two Si'ifim Ketanim in a row, both in Sifkat Yud Gimel and Sifkat Yud Dalet, the Pesachei Tshuva makes the point, quoting different Achronim, that Tasa Velomana Asa is only when you originally put it up a psul, not if it was put up a Hechsher and then became Pasal and then became Kosher again. So that's what Sifkat Yud Dalet, he quotes, I think for the second time we've seen this, he quotes Hagon Milisa, Hagon Mahari, Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa, otherwise known to us as the Nesivas, or the Chavos Das, or the Makar Chaim. He also wrote a Siddur, the Derech HaChaim Siddur. And he has Hilchos Mezuzah, a section of Hilchos Mezuzah. We already saw, he quoted earlier about the funny-shaped doorway. And now he quotes, Afla Das HaPoskim, that there's no door, your potter. And the Shach says, we should map for the Rambam. You put up the mezuzah before you had the door. Now the door comes. After the mezuzah door is installed, take that mezuzah, put up again. But the Nesiva says, but let's say a normal, no supply chain issues. You install, you built the house, and it had the door frame and a door. You put up a mezuzah, beautiful. And the kid's bedroom, you put up a mezuzah, gevaldik. And then one of the kids put his hand through the door. Hopefully he's okay. The door is not okay. So we take down the door, so we're going to either fix it or replace it. So the question is, we took the door off and never put the door back on, or even, let's say, less dramatic. Sometimes, if you know what you're doing, and if it's that style door, sometimes you're trying to fit a piece of furniture through a doorway. And once in a while, like, it's, you need you need an extra half an inch. It almost fits. So what do you do in those? There are various solutions to that. One of them is sometimes you can pop the door off the hinges, just take the door off, and then all of a sudden you get an extra half an inch. Because sometimes it's the door that's in the way. You open the door, but you still have the width of the door. So depending, if it's old-fashioned hinges, you can usually pop that. There's a peg that goes to the hinges. If you know how to pop it off with a, I would say don't try this at home. Do try this at home if the Balabais is okay with it. And if you'll be able to put this back afterwards. But if old-fashioned hinges, you can use a flathead screwdriver and a hammer to gently pry out the hinge, the pegs from the hinges, and then the door just comes off. Got to know what you're doing, but if you know what you're doing, take no responsibility for not knowing what you're doing. But if you know what you're doing, you remove the door, you get your couch or whatever it was through the door into the basement, whatever you were trying to do, and now you put the door back on. Hopefully it goes back on as easily as it came off. What about your mezuzah? Ooh! Shach says, "Gavim after the Rambam, the door is off. During the time the door is off, the door was putter from mezuzah. Now it's chayiv again." Tasa Amar Alsoi says, "Nesivus, no. Nesivus says, no, that's not Tasa Amar Alsoi. It was put up a hechsher. You put up a year ago when you had the door was there. The original asiyah was the hechsher. It subsequently went through a time of psul and then came back to being kosher. That's fine." And he says, Pesach Tshuva ends, V'chein kalsavti le'el sifkan kodim v'sheim tshuvas arba turi ever. He had seen that in the discussion of Sukkot Chag B'Chag. And he says that if a room temporarily became, even if you hold that when the room becomes a sukkah as potter, you don't say that after sukkahs you got to put the mezuzah back up again. No. The original put up a heksher, then became potter, that's not a problem of taslam or asti when it becomes chayiv and kosher once again. So that's an important point. And then finally, so we spoke of Sifim Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, three rules of Tzura. The first two were the two rules of Tzuras, the two Tanoim of Tzuras Habayis, Dal al Dalet, with all the details and nuances, and Tikra. And then Tezvav, we had a sort of a advance, a first installment on Siman Reish Pei Zayin. Delosos is an issue potentially of Tzuras HaPesach. And then finally, of Siv Tes Zayin. Quote from the Rambam. Harbi Chadar B'Zayil Tzim Mizeh, Kulm Chayav Mezuzah. Rooms within rooms within rooms within rooms, they're all Chayav Mezuzah. So what's the Rambam telling me? It could be he's telling me to reject the conservative approach that you just put a mezuzah in the front door, and your chayiv. You can read the Rambam just saying that bias doesn't mean house, bias means room. If you have multiple rooms in a house, each room is going to be independently chayiv mezuzah. But the Gra says he means more. This means, maybe, this is another restatement of the concept of maybe lidei. Not just, I have a bunch of rooms in the house, and each one has dira, and each one is chai, put mezuzah in each one. Even if I have a bunch of rooms in the house, and they're all, I have a bunch of hallways. One leads to the next, and fine, like we spoke a couple weeks ago. I go into the lobby. Lobby takes me to the stairwell, and stairwell takes me to the hallway, and the hallway takes me into the classroom. So along all those points, I'm chayiv the mezuzah. By the way, that's going to come up. We're not there yet. But it's going to come up in a couple of Se'ifim also. Se'if Yutes will be a particular example of that, a stairway. So the Rambam also means that. Not only if I have a bunch of rooms in the house and all of them are independently chayiv, each one is chayiv, the front door, mezuzah doesn't potter everything, but even if I have hallways, I'm chayiv. How do I know the Rambam means that? This is again classic Gra. Classic Gra. The Gra, was very intent on being as terse as possible, as we saw already in, where was it? Earlier today. We saw in Sifkat and Yudalit, on Sif Yudalit. He built a whole paragraph became less than a line. Some understand it could be even, I don't remember, maybe even the Bnei HaGra in their Hakadama to the Bnei HaGra write this, I don't remember, that the Gra, certainly some understand that the Gra was trying to maintain the Tar Shalpeh nature as much of the Tar Shalpeh as much as possible. Keep it as Balpeh as possible. So you have to write, but write as little as possible. So, he's very, very terse. And often his whole Hezber of where this come from is just, look at that other Sefer in Shulchan Aruch, which means this is just another application of the same Yisod. So what does he write in this little teeny tiny Sef? No one else really comments on. The girl's great-grandfather, the Be'er Agola, he says, look in Rambam. It's a Rambam, okay. The Gra, Sifkan Tazayin, on Sif Tazayin, what does he say? Ayin, Ayin Lam is Ayin Le'el, Sif Zayin Ches Tes Yudbeis. In other words, well, if you look back, you see, those are all examples of Nevi'li Day. Those are all examples of Beis Shar type of situations. Zion was the Mirpeses in the Beis Shar. What was the next one? Ches was also the Beis Shar, another case of the Beis Shar, as was Tes. Those are those two more complicated, the Gina and the Chatz of the Kitonios. And then Yud Beis was Sheisuk Shal Yotzum. So the Gra is saying, well, Ayin, all the other cases of Mevli Day, basically what he's saying is, he's giving pshat. The Rambam isn't just telling me that the front door mezuzah is not, doesn't potter the dining room, the kitchen, the bedrooms. He is Memela telling me that as well. But he's also telling me the din of Mevli Day. And even if it's many Mevimli Day, there are many steps to go before I get to the one room, which is Chayim. All of those, one single room, which is Chayim, could not only be Gorer one other Shaharim, it could be Gorer five other Shaharim. The front door that gets me into the, and then from there, the doorway into the stairwell. And then from there, the door from the stairwell into the hallway. All of those are, all three doors are Chayim, because all three doors are Mevli Day. The classroom or the apartment, whatever it is, Harbe Chadar, the stress is on Harbe. However, all of them are high because they are all maybe we did.